Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about this piece of tech that you've been using lately.
Yeah, it's called the Blue Driver. It's from a company called Lemur Technologies out of Newfoundland. And I think sells for $100, but it's a little sensor that you plug into the data port of your car, and then you link to it with an app on your smartphone or your tablet, whatever, via Bluetooth. And it will monitor all sorts of things in your vehicle. For instance, I was just on vacation, and my check engine light came on, and it was just at the worst possible time. I was waiting for a ferry, and, you know, I mean, what am I going to do? Have a tow truck come out and haul this thing off the ferry?
Right. And
so I checked on it, and it brought up all the information. It told me what the check engine light was on for, which was some minor misfires in the cylinders, which is a problem I already knew about. And just, you know, I will get around to it one of these days, but it's not that major a thing in that car. So rather than sitting there and going, oh my goodness, what's going on with my car? My check engine light's on and freaking out for the rest of my vacation.
Right.
I fired this thing up. It told me what the problem was. I turned the check engine light off because I knew what the problem was, and it didn't matter anymore. It was something I was already aware of. So, right. I mean, that saved me a lot of angst. You put in your vehicle and identification number to this thing, and I mean, it came up. It told me what car I have. It told me where it was built. It told me when it was built. It's just amazing, the stuff on there. It could potentially save you a lot of money because you can find out what's wrong with your car before you take it into the dealer.
Now, what and where is the data port on a car?
It's usually on the driver's side down underneath the dashboard, and it looks kind of like a big USB drive. And with something like this driver, you can put it in there and just leave it there as long as you as long as you don't need to put something else in.
Sure.
They're generally pretty easy to find. You just have to get down on your hands and knees and look around under there, and maybe that might help if you had a flashlight. But they're very easy to find, and the things only plug in one way. So it's really a no-brainer.
Cool. Jim Brazer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher, and we talk to him every couple of weeks. He Skypes in from Calgary. And one of the things we've talked about in the past is buying used instead of brand new and maybe going a little upscale. Do you have any tips on doing something like that, Jim?
Yeah, I can give you a couple of examples of that, too. Like, I think it was about 2 years ago, I drove the Nissan 370Z Cabriolet, which is a really nice car. But it was around $50,000, $55,000, if memory serves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole week I was driving that thing, I think, this is a nice car, but for that price, you can buy an even nicer used Porsche Boxster. Or the same thing when I bought my Audi. I have a 2005 Audi A5 Avant, and I paid $10,000 less for that than I would have had to pay for a brand new, say, a Kia Forte 5, which is not as premium a car, but it's the same kind of car.
And are there any tricks to maybe selling my car used? How can I get the most money out of it?
Well, the best way to do it is to keep it in good shape and to keep all the documentation. I mean, when I bought my car, the guy even had the original sales invoice for it, so I know what he paid for it. And, you know, that made me feel a little more guilty when I was trying to beat him down on the price, but of course, it didn't change the strategy.
So every single little bit of work I do in my car, I take that statement and put it in a folder and keep it somewhere.
Yes, keep it in a folder, keep them all together. If nothing else, too, I mean, this can help you while you still own the car, because you can take that little piece of paper into the dealer and say, look, you fixed this 2 years ago. What's going on here? You know?
And as far as, how old a vehicle I should get, does it matter if it's 2 years old or 4 years old? Or I guess that varies with each vehicle, right?
Well, it varies with the vehicle. That's another reason to keep the documentation. I mean, you can tell that this car's had all of its regular maintenance. If there were problems, then they have been solved. Also, some cars, for instance, a 10-year-old premium car may be a better buy than a 10-year-old economy car.
Sure.
The South Korean cars 10 years ago weren't what the South Korean cars are today. Today, they can compete with anybody.
That's great. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find links for him at live88.5.com. And then click on Start. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.